He's the public safety director at the city of Chattanooga. He studied criminal justice at UTC. He studied at Bellhaven and a master of science. He also studied criminal justice at UTC. He also attended Knoxville Catholic High School. He is a father to thousands of young black youth, mentor to many, and a wonderful, wonderful, my dad, Mr. Troy Rogers.
Come on, y'all, introduce him. Clap it up. Hey, that's a beautiful legacy that's not over, but it's continuing, man. So where I always would like to start is, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, where you come from and how, and then after that, tell us what you're doing now and, like, walk us to how you got there.
Okay, man, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. I came to UTC to play football.
Okay.
That didn't work out, but, you know, I stayed and graduated. And, you know, man, I had to do a class. To graduate, I had to do a class where I had to work out in the community. And I had an autistic kid. And, you know, most autism kids, they're nonverbal. They don't speak.
Yeah.
So I had to deal with an autistic kid, man. And I learned one thing, man, that to really get to know him, I had to lean in. I had to pay attention. And we became really, really close. I knew when he wanted to do this and that. I kind of knew what he wanted to do. I knew when he wanted to go to the bathroom. I knew when he had an attitude because I leaned in and I paid attention.
He was receptive.
You have to be, yeah, you know. And yeah. I use that terminology for working with people, man. There's no impact without contact. You can't impact anybody without getting in close, man. So I wanted to, in working with the young men after I graduated, I went on to work in the West Side for 10 years, man. And I really learned how that there are no kids born bad. There are circumstances, there are things that happen. You know, kids make certain decisions, man. But at the end of the day, everybody is born to do the right thing. But your circumstances, the hand that you're dealt, can cause you to do something else. But I wanted to lean in, man. I wanted to be a champion for young men. I wanted to be a vigilante for the right things.
And so that was right out of college, you made these
decisions. Right out of college, I went and began to work in the West Side. You know, like I said, I stayed there 10 years, man. And like Chris said, man, thousands of young men and young ladies I was able to minister to and work through, man. I just, you know, I know that a occupation is what you do, but a vocation is who you are. My vocation, man, is mentoring and loving on young men, no matter what mistakes they made. You know, God don't judge me, so I ain't in the judging business. I'm in the loving business, and I mean, it's worked so far.
Wow, and that's already a nugget. Like, can you actually say that again? You said you were working with the autistic kid. You said there's no...
No, when you work with autistic kids, you understand that they're nonverbal. So that means that you cannot understand what he's doing unless you have to lean in.
Yeah.
And then when you lean in, you understand that there's no impact without contact.
There's no impact. That's hard.
There's no
need to be on the shirt.
Yeah, there's no impact without contact. There's no way that you can really understand somebody unless you kind of know what's going on. And you know, I wanted to understand people from that context. No judgment.
Yeah.
Just lean in, and what comes with it, you know, we'll deal with it when we deal with it. But I wanted to be a champion for young black men, and that's what I want to do, man. You know, I wanted to live right. I never wanted them to have an indictment on me. And what I mean by that, Breon, is I never wanted to, I seen my coach or I seen Miss Troy in the club or him doing something. I never wanted them to have an indictment on me. I wanted to live and just try to be the best that I could be, man, so they would have a model and something to look for. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up, man. And so tell us about what you're doing now. Like, what role you do?
I'm doing public safety for the city, man. I'm working with a lot of young men in the gang population. I'm working with people, working with a lot of young men coming out of prison. Man, doing some of the same things I've always done, man. Just be there for them. We do job fairs, Breon. We do a lot of stuff, man. But really, it's just social services, man, for a young man. It's just being there, being an extension when stuff ain't right, man. Just being a listening ear. And if we can provide support, man, then we're there to do that from a government standpoint. And that's what we're doing right now, man. And it's been going really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you're the safety coordinator. One thing when Chris kind of mentioned this role to me, a practical thing that we have in the expediting industry that a lot of, like, the, I guess, people that's sharing information, influencing the industry, talks about relationship building. And so they talk about, like, how important it is. And for me, hearing that, I'm like, okay, I know it's important, but what are some practical things that I can do when I meet people to make sure that I'm putting myself in a position to build strong relationships? So could you share some tips and keys on how to build strong relationships?
At the end of the day, relationships are the new form. I say this all the time, and Chris will tell you, relationships are the new form of currency. That's the money. You know, Chris called me and said,
hey, I need a book, right? Chris
called me and said, I need you to pull up. You know what I'm saying? I love him. So that whatever I had to do, whatever preceded, my schedule had to shift because we have relationship. People do things for relationship. You know, anytime, Breon, you know, we've been serving the homeless and feeding people for the last couple months, man. And I always say this is, you tell the measure of a man by what he does for someone who has no capability of ever paying him back. And that's where I've been in relationships with those guys. I learn from those guys. I get down in the homes to talk to them because we have a relationship. I've been going. And like I say, now I'm starting to get somewhere with them. Hey, man, I want to get a job. I want to do this. But it's only in the context of relationship you can do that. I always take thank you cards. If anybody ever does anything for me, I'm going to take a thank you card.
That's a hard one. So you make sure you say thank you and you go out your way to do it.
You say thank you. You make sure you go out your way and then you send a text. You know, Breon, you should have a list of texts to everybody you've done business with.
Yeah.
You should have a text every day or every week. They should get a good morning text. They should get a quote from you. They should get something from Bree TV every week to let them know that I'm thinking about them. Because, you know what I'm saying, when it's that low that can't nobody cover, they're going to say, oh, this dude, we got a relationship. He's going to call you. When it's a lane that's opening up, a Walmart lane or a lane that Amazon can't cover, they're going to call Breon. They're going to call Breon TV because we got a relationship. Oh, this dude took 5 minutes out of his schedule to hit me up.
We ain't going to skip over that too quick.
Run up.
This brother right here knows something about the transportation industry. He started using our language and our terminology.
I worked for U.S. Express for 7 years.
Talk about it.
Come on now. I worked the midnight shift, so you had to do everything. You had to plan loads. You had to book loads. You had to put them in the system.
Wow.
You had to dispatch. You had to do every single piece of the transportation arena, and I understand ad hoc freight. I understand expedited freight.
Talk,
I understand all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's the thing. I was cool. If it was truckers that I was cool with, they was getting the loads. You know what I'm saying? If you my homie and I got the, because they doing it all day, every day. If you my homie, if me and Breon tight, why am I going to get a load to this other cat when Breon sitting in Chattanooga, Tennessee? I need a load from Chattanooga to Springfield, Illinois. I can give it to Breon.
And that's your homeboy.
Because this is my partner. You know what I'm saying? Relationship, because we cool. And I know he does a good job. And I know this dude, you send me a Christmas card every month. I just get Christmas cards from my customers all the time. You know what I'm saying? When they would call in, they would call to ask me. They would not book no load. They would only want to deal with me because of relationship. And that's how people win today. You know what I'm saying?
Then we got to have a couple of different conversations.
That's right. That's right.
So how long did you work for U.S. Express?
I was there 7 years.
So you was in the transportation industry for seven years. I'm assuming you did. You worked in other capacities.
I worked for a place called U.S. Express, which was an expedited for. I worked for Express Direct, which is an expedited joint for U.S. Express. So yeah, I was in transport. I did everything for them. I worked midnight shift.
Okay.
So that was a skeleton crew. So we did every single thing. Yeah, but our freight was ad hoc. Our freight was you could charge money for our freight because it was the last chance.
Resort. Right? Like you can't get it nowhere.
Yep. I need Volkswagen about to shut their line down.
Come on, man. We need a motor.
So I'm finna, you know, you finna tax because you got to get that. So like I said, if I'm cool, if I know some drive, basically we're out planning.
Yeah.
If I'm a planner, you know, I'm planning out all the loads.
Yeah.
I see this truck numbers and all that stuff. But it's the truck. I got my guys who gonna call me every day. Hey, what's up, bro? What you doing? What you got? I'm up in Texas. Hey, bro, what you got down and up?
Yeah.
I'm finna deadhead to Austin. I'm gonna sleep there. I'm gonna drop my trailer.
Dead head. Hey, man, you know what he talking about. Y'all better quit playing, bro.
Hey, you know we work. You feel me? Yeah, I'm a dead head here. Bro, can you get me something coming out of here? And I look at my list. If it's my homie, you know, once he get off his 10-hour break.
Yeah.
Once he get off his break, I'm finna hook him up.
Okay, you said 10. Man, there's so many plays. I want to touch on that a little bit, but then there's another thing I definitely want to bridge over to. Okay. So you said 10-hour break. So that means, were you only working with 18-wheelers, or did you use box trucks and Sprinter vans as well?
Now, let me say that we did. But when Volkswagen came, because I was there when Amazon and Volkswagen first got here.
Okay.
So with Amazon, sometimes we would use Sprinter vans and box trucks for the motors. I done seen them take one motor, one transmission, and get it in a Sprinter van and take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And those will be, I done seen them take a Sprinter van, get it to the airport, put up some on an airplane to get somewhere at 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
so we mostly did less than truckload or full capacity truckload, but we did, at the end, we did start seeing more Sprinter vans, something like that.
So this is where I want to go, but Expeditors, y'all heard them say some company names that you could potentially just build relationships with to get some freight. He said U.S. Express, and what was the Expedited?
It was Express Direct, but I don't think they still going. They may be, though.
Yeah.
They may be, though.
Express Direct. And he also threw out some terms. That's some stuff that you guys can YouTube or ask me or ask other influencers in this space about, you know what I mean, to get you some information to get you further to making your business profitable. But where I want to go from here is you are working in the logistics industry for 7 years, but at the same time, from what I heard you say right out of college, you have been doing this community service thing. So that means while you are in the logistics industry, you almost had like
I worked two jobs. So I would get off. I would get off and go to work. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was married and I had four children, man. So I had to make money. I had to work two jobs. You know, the crazy thing about, you know, loving on people, man, it just don't pay that much. But it's okay. My payment was in young men. I'm seeing young men now loving their wife, loving their spouse, staying when it get hard. You know what I'm saying? Working two jobs, they have to. So my repayment is that Chris Newbies of the world, the Breon Thomases of the world.
Yeah.
That's my payment. My payment is in that. Because we can't put, I mean, we want money. Yeah. But my repayment is in seeing young men being responsible.
Okay.
So man, I work two jobs. I would get off and I would go straight to my other job.
What was your other job?
My other job at the time was finishing up at Westside, and then I started working for a place called OmniVisions, and that was a foster care agency. I was over the group homes for them. So my territory from them, Breon, was from Memphis, Tennessee, all the way up to the tip of Virginia, Johnson City, because that's where we had group homes set up.
Okay.
So those were young men who committed crimes.
Like,
I was over, over all of them. So I would make sure they get to court. I would make sure they, you know, whatever they needed. Getting reunificated with their families. I did all that stuff. The same thing.
Yeah.
It was about relationships, man. And I went and saw them, and we hung out, and you know, it went well. Go ahead.
And so, like, when I hear that, I hear somebody with a diversified life, right?
Sure.
You're working in a space that's definitely a profitable area to work in, right?
Yeah.
And then, but also, who you are, like, you would be doing with your eyes closed. You got things in play over here, and so that leads into Expeditors me kind of talking about how to diversify your industry or your business, right? You drive, but while you out there, you may be passionate about traveling. You may be passionate about music, whatever that thing is that you have a passion for. This arena can put you in position to enact those things, or, you know, like for example, let me just say this. For example, like us even doing this podcast,
right?
I'm an expediter, but I enjoy entertaining people.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about like how to diversify their lives so that they can still make an impact?
Man, I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
Your occupation is what you do.
That's good.
Your vocation is who you are.
Yeah.
My occupation was, I got to make money, support my family, I got to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. My vocation is serving people. Okay. So in whatever arena I am in, Breon, I'm always going to make sure that I'm serving people. If I got to take my lunch break to go down to the homeless shelter and serve food, if I got to take, you know what I'm saying, on Saturdays, go down there and spend my time, or what we're doing now, we're doing Christmas lifts for kids. And man, I don't want no credit, man. God get all the glory, but it's something that I want to do. I like putting a smile on somebody's face, and then God get the glory. Mm-hmm. So, your vocation is who you are. Who I am is loving and serving people. Mm-hmm. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, but until I can get what I'm doing to where, you know, I may not have to go in like I'm going in. Yeah. You know, I salute you and Chris, man, for entrepreneurship, because that's the new wave for a black young man to have limitless amounts of opportunity and exposure. Okay. So I'm so proud of you guys. And as well as COVID, the Sprinter van is where the money's going to be, because everybody's going back to their house. So everything's going to be delivered on that truck.
Yeah, he hit on something good. Last mile delivery, right? That's your Amazons of the world.
How they're pulling up.
But what's good for us in the expediting industry, just listening to the Freightways podcast, which is produced here in Chattanooga. On
Craig Fuller. Yeah.
You know him?
Craig Fuller was over Express Direct when I was working there. Yeah, I know Craig Fuller.
All right, okay. So on that podcast, they were just talking about how because of COVID, companies are going away from manufacturing, putting it in the warehouse, waiting for you to deliver, then bringing it to you on whatever vehicle. Well, bringing it to the store and then letting you come and buy it. What they're looking to do now is you order it from the website, they manufacture it, they put it on a Sprinter van or a box truck, and they actually bring that item to you, to your house, to limit how many people actually touch the items that you want. So your treadmills, your dressers, things of that nature, they are coming. They're coming on Sprinter vans, being expedited. So that's definitely a good thing for our industry. Now, why would you encourage, or would you encourage people in the expedited space to be involved in their communities and also the political process? Like,
of course, because at the end of the day, man, everybody's leaders. Everybody has a calling in life to do something good. Yeah. And whether you're behind a truck, you still got greatness on your life. You know what I'm saying? You know, I put a post on Facebook yesterday. I don't post much, but Brian, my post was, I'm only scared of not fulfilling my purpose. That's the only thing I'm scared of. I'm not scared of no guy. Yeah. I'm not scared to die. I'm not scared of no gun. But I am scared. I said I'm only scared of not fulfilling my purpose.
Have you always been like that?
That's what I'm scared of. I don't care, man.
Has that always been your focus, or did you have to get to that place?
I had to get to that thing. And as I got older, God, I tell people all the time, as you work a job and you do things, God is always, everybody talk about getting that bag. Yeah. He's always putting in that bag. Wow. He's putting in that bag. Determination. Work hard. You know what I'm saying? You know, be compassionate, because a lot of times there's stuff that happens on a job that we don't agree with, but we can't put our mouth on it every time, because we got to get to the bigger thing. So yeah, man, I'm only scared of that. So, you know, expediters, you guys out there, man, make sure when you're in the city, you might be in the city for a day, man, go find something to do. You know, there's a lot of homeless people. They just want to have a conversation. They need sleeping bags. They need tents. Man, you go to McDonald's. If you don't want to touch nobody, put a meal. I tell people, put a meal by the trash can, because they're going in the trash can to get something to eat anyway. Put you a four by four by the trash can on each side of the trash can. I guarantee you that it'll be gone in the next hour. And it's just a blessing. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things. It's just simple. Because at the end of the day, man, you know, we have got to, as black kings, we've got to look after each other, and that's it, man.
My mentor Jack Noonan, one thing that they would do in their car, they would keep granola bars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when they pull up to the home ramp or different things like that, I need some food with the sign. Here you go.
Come on, sit. Say
so they plan in the head. You know what I'm saying? So you know you're going to see them.
And it's simple. It's not hard. But we make it too hard. A lot of people, I heard somebody say something, man, and it really makes sense, man. Yeah. They said that. And I live by this one too, Brian. This is probably my favorite thing. You're gonna inspire, you're gonna expire. Mm. You either inspire when you gonna inspire? We're here to inspire people, whether it is making finances, whether it is helping people get to where they need to go, but you inspire or you expire. So expedited, when you're out there doing your thing, make sure
I didn't catch that until you said it the second time.
You're gonna inspire or you're gonna expire. A lot of times
expire, things, you gone. Dying.
Yeah, I mean you can be alive and dead. You can be alive and dead.
You got because
you ain't doing anything. if you're not doing what you was called for, then you can be alive and be dead. And that's what I'm saying. I don't wanna be fired by God and not even know it. Just walking around not knowing what the word I'm doing.
One thing, because I wanna make this like something chewable.
Go ahead.
We definitely gonna have to do this again because there's so many things I'm thinking about.
All you gotta do is tell me pull up. I'm gonna make relationships.
So one thing I definitely would like you to like speak on.
Okay.
Because I know there are the expediters out here that might be driving right now. They're looking at how can I add to my income? How can I add more vehicles?
Yeah.
How can I hire people? Yeah. Can you talk about, from your expertise of working with men, how do you effectively lead men with the least amount of like friction? Is that, or can you lead without friction? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, you have to look at the end result and work your way backwards. Because if you look at day to day, it's gonna be some things that's gonna get you upset because we're different. You know what I'm saying? But if my end result is to Breon to be a multimillionaire, then I gotta see him as that. So it doesn't matter what Breon says right now because I'm already seeing him as a multimillionaire. So it doesn't matter.
Breon,
the question was, how do you work with men and how do you lead men without being friction? I said, you've got to look at the end. You got to get the end in your mind and then you got to work backwards. So my end game for Breon or whoever I'm dealing with is to be better than me in this trucking game and to make more money than I am, to have more trucks than I have, to have more Spirit vans than I have. So I've got to understand whatever little friction we have right here, I ain't tripping on that because I know what the end game is going to be if we don't quit. A lot of times our young people, they quit before they get right into the door and they quit. You know what I'm saying? You run your own business. I know it's tough at times. I know sometimes you're like, man, forget this junk. You might say something else. But you understand if you continue to keep going, you know you're going to hit that contract. Like I say, Breon, ain't nothing but one phone call changed your life forever. One Walmart executive, one Target executive, one Amazon executive, one Mercedes-Benz, one somebody that needs one. It don't need but one. One touch. It don't take but one. You hear me? It don't take but one call to change your life forever. You know what I'm saying? And we got to be in position. We got to be, as black men, we got to be ready. We got to give them the grade A service when it comes. And we got to be relatable and have, like I say, make sure that we keep that relationship. Breon, you might have to go to Atlanta just take somebody to get something to eat. You might have to go to Nashville to say, man, go. If you got a relationship in Nashville with somebody, you might have to go down a couple of times, go out to eat. Go play. I don't know if you play golf or whatever you do. Go play basketball. You like to run. Breon, that's right. Go find out what they want to do and build that relationship. And when you leave, I need a lane. Go ahead.
So I want to impact something that you did say, which was dope. You said, and what I got from it was, when you're leading men, you have to have a vision for them. To surpass you, you got to see him as that image so that you can get him.
Why wouldn't?
That's hard.
My pastor always told me that you gotta be better than me. I ain't doing my job if I want you. I should want you to be better than me.
That's it.
You're gonna take all the selfishness off the table because me and our brothers, a lot of us are very selfish. We're okay with a brother, but when he start doing better than us, then we start hating, man. And that's just not the way it's supposed to be, man. That's not the way it's supposed to be. I'm gonna say this so you can take this. Let me tell you something. Chase the dream. The money gonna chase you. Don't chase the money. Chase the dream. You chase the dream, the money gonna chase you. You chase the dream, the money gonna chase you. If you chase the money, what you chasing? But you chasing your dream, the money is gonna chase you. You guys out there, chase your dream, whatever that may be. You still can do your job. You still can drive your trucks. But chase the dream and watch the money chase you. Hey. You already know.
Man, this is dope. episode. You know, yes, we're going to conclude.
Yo.
Man, I enjoyed talking to you, and I definitely was blessed from this experience.
Man, hey, man.
You a fellow brother in the industry, by the way.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know.
Any last words to him?
Man, just keep up. Just keep the faith. You feel me? Just keep grinding, man. Keep believing, man. Keep trusting God. Keep, you know what I'm saying? Stay positive, man. You know, try, and then, you know, make sure your circle positive. Make sure the people that you spend your time with is positive. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's okay to have a little conflict every now and then because you need to challenge each other, man. But stay away, but stay away from negative people, man. That's a really bad thing. But man, just keep grinding, stay positive. Like I said before, man, you inspire or you gonna expire. So make sure every day you set out to inspire. Every day, do something for somebody who has does not have the capacity to pay you back.
That's all.
There you go. That's how you treat a measure of the man. I keep myself humble every day, bro, by going to the homeless shelter, by going to helping and blessing somebody, for getting Christmas for somebody who does not have the capability to pay me back, because it can be me. And it's never my finger. Like I told you, that one call can change your life. It can be one thing that changed my life, and I'll be sitting down there. You know, so it humbles me every day. And I'm going to be honest with you, Breon, it probably does more for me. They tell me, thank you, I appreciate you, I love you,
but
whatever.
You just said, but it
probably does more for me than it does for them, yeah, man. So just, you know, just keep grinding. That's all I can say. Keep going, baby. Yeah. It's going to be out there if you don't quit.
We got it, man. And I always like to pull a quote from the person that shared this space with me. Like you said, chase the dream. And the money
gonna chase you.
Let's get it. That was fun.